This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. California drivers are in shock. Gas prices have gone through the roof. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, in some parts of the state, the price for a gallon of gas has jumped more than 50 cents, 5-0, in just the past 5 days.
At the intersection of Slauson and La Brea in L.A.'s Baldwin Hills neighborhood, there's a gas station on every corner. Competition is usually pretty fierce, but today everyone's charging the same price. $4.65 for a gallon of unleaded.
It's crazy. It's like going up 10 cents overnight.
Well, actually, it went up 20 cents last night. So Deborah Pittman says she'll just put in a few gallons.
I'm not filling up, though. I'm going to get a couple of dollars.
Nobody's been filling up.
No, can't afford it. Cannot afford it.
Some stations in L.A. are charging more than $5 a gallon. In San Francisco, prices have shot past $6. The owner of La Brea Gas, John Kim, says he can't sell at prices that high. So last night, when gas kept rising, he just closed shop.
I have never seen anything like this.
And he's been selling gas on this corner for 26 years. Last year, he decided to go independent. Now he has to buy on the daily market, unlike the brand name stations that buy in bulk at lower prices. So this morning when he opened up, he was back in the red.
I'm losing 45 cents per gallon right now.
Why are you still open?
Well, I have to stay open because my regular customers depend on me. I just don't want them to start developing a habit of going elsewhere. So I'm taking a big hit right now.
It's unclear when prices will stabilize. Jay McKeeman of the California Independent Oil Marketers Association says supplies are low. He says there was a power outage at a Southern California refinery, lingering problems from a fire at a plant in Northern California, and a pipeline issue.
Because this state has a very complex fuel supply regulatory frameworks, we just become very vulnerable to these kind of situations.
His group has asked the state to relax air pollution rules so stations can sell the more abundant winter gas blends available elsewhere. Officials say they're evaluating the request. Meanwhile, Fred Triplett, whose Chevy pickup has a 30-gallon tank, says he's only going to fill up halfway.
Okay, you're up to $63.
I'm probably going to put 70 and leave it alone and drive slow and see if I can save some.
Or better still, he'll just hope gas prices drop in a few days. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.